After 23 years in Pennsylvania's state Senate, Philadelphia's Anthony Hardy Williams has his first ever serious primary challenger, public school teacher Paul Prescott. WHYY's Katie Meyer reports it's also the latest in a string of races where progressives have mounted serious challenges to established Philadelphia Democrats.
Anthony Williams is annoyed about this primary. A few weeks before the election, he's at a Saturday neighborhood event in Southwest Philly, surrounded by kids running to and from a bouncy castle and volunteers handing out free food bags. But his mind is on the race.
The challenge comes from a band of perspective, socialists, Democrats, or whomever they want to name themselves, who think they're here to speak for people who are black and brown by saying things like, increase the minimum wage, we want probation reform, blah, blah, but don't know a damn thing about what that really means, because they never worked in these neighborhoods without pay.
Williams started his career in the private sector, but for more than 30 years, he's been in state government. He was elected as a state rep in 1988. 10 years later, his father retired from the Senate, and Williams took that seat in an uncontested election. That history is at the core of Williams' pitch to voters. He's from this district, his family is from here, and he knows what can and can't be done in a GOP-controlled legislature.
Some people want to push the envelope, and my concern is that if we push the envelope, we may get nothing as opposed to something.
That resonates with some voters, like Eric Riddick.
He'd been here. He could have moved out of Southwest Philadelphia years ago, but he remained here so that he can keep a pulse, a finger on the pulse of the people in the community.
But others think there is a downside to Williams' long tenure and pragmatic style. Democrats have been a minority in the Senate for decades, struggling to act on priorities like gun violence intervention and education funding. Prescott argues that without a changing of the guard, that'll always be the case.
People really feel things are in a deep crisis like never before. Issues like gun violence, underfunded schools, unfortunately, are nothing new to Philadelphia. But I think what feels different now for people is that they can't remember the last time it's been this bad in so many areas. And they feel like there's been a lack of leadership. And really is this feeling like we can't keep going down this path without some kind of change.
Prescott's a union organizer, and until last year, he taught 9th and 10th grade social studies. He also grew up in Montgomery County, something that Williams supporters have used to argue he's not qualified to represent this district. Where Williams has the Philly Democratic Party on his side, Prescott has the Democratic Socialists of America, the progressive group Reclaim Philadelphia, and a grassroots network of door knockers. On a Sunday afternoon, some of them are holding a training session in a park before heading out to talk to voters.
All of you have been a part of this kind of training before. I'm going to get in the middle. I'm going to be a person whose door you're knocking on, and it's going to be like that.
The volunteers skew young, and not all grew up in Philly. But field director Connie Mote says that doesn't mean they don't understand local politics.
I'm an immigrant, queer person of color. I have been told my whole life that I'm a transplant wherever I go, and I think the answer to that is like, Williams is actually from West Philly and hasn't done anything for the community and has actually just made himself richer, and that is the thing that fuels me.
Another big issue in this race, besides local credibility, has been education. Williams is a big supporter of charter schools and of using public money to give kids scholarships to private schools.
Yeah, I'm going to stand up for my families and my children who have views about where they want to send their children to school. Charter schools are not a panacea. And two things can be possible. You can support a public system, which I did, and I do. People don't talk about the fact.
But Prescott argues compromises like those are a reason why public schools are so underfunded in Philadelphia. And he says it's especially concerning that Williams takes campaign donations from Republican charter school supporters, like billionaire Wall Street trader Jeffrey Yass.
I think we have to realize there's a broader agenda here. And I always say, why is someone like Jeffrey Yass, you know, the wealthiest person in the state, the biggest funder of Republican candidates, on right-wing think tanks, why is this person so interested in this agenda? You know, why is this the person who's my opponent's biggest funder? And I think there is a bigger agenda here. You know, this is about ultimately privatizing our schools, attacking teachers' unions. And so I think on that path, we are totally on opposite sides.
Some voters have already been torn by the choice. West Philly's 27th Ward holds open endorsement meetings for candidates and recently hosted both Williams and Prescott. Most committee people in the ward dislike Williams' education stances, but many were also concerned that Prescott's too new to politics. Ultimately, they didn't endorse. But they and the rest of the 8th Senate District, which covers part of South Philly, West Philly, and a chunk of Delaware County, can make their final choice on May 17th. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.